Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Ceasefire tensions rise in Israel and Gaza, even after Monday's release of hostages and prisoners. Then learn where parents can find wisdom to live out their mission in the lives of their kids. More on that in just a few moments. But first, the Israel-Hamas ceasefire was tested Tuesday after Hamas returned the bodies of only four deceased hostages on Monday. In response to what it called a violation of the ceasefire agreement, Israel said it would reduce Gaza aid deliveries. In these tensions, Ilya Butole with Beit Hillel Congregation focuses on the return of the 20 living captives.
I can't even explain in words how much of a big deal it is.
He says the treatment and fate of the 251 Hamas hostages became nationally personal.
After 7th of October, each family, each person in Israel had either a friend or a relative or a close family that have been in captivity or have been hurt from the war.
Monday was also the end of the Feast of Tabernacles, which commemorates how God gave the Torah to Moses on Mount Sinai. The return of the hostages deepened its spiritual significance. Pray that these 20 men and their families will find their hope and healing in God and keep praying.
As I said, today is a big celebration, but the future, we're still dealing with terror organization. We're still dealing with many front wars. It's one step closer to the peace, but it's not complete peace in Israel.
Next, many Afghans are still reeling from the Taliban's recent internet shutdown, which has been followed up by ongoing social media restrictions. The Taliban cited concerns over pornography access as the reason behind the blackout.
However, many observers believe the move is less about morality and more about information control and isolation.
Nehemiah with FMI says, between existing access challenges and imposed shutdowns, universal connectivity in Afghanistan remains elusive.
Even though the media is claiming that internet is being restored in Afghanistan, but still there are many religious cities that there is no internet.
He says pastors and underground believers rely on digital communication.
Messaging Bible apps, online trainings, coordination with overseas partners. So this blackout threatens to smear those lifelines.
And yet blackouts are an opportunity for people to ramp up use of solar-powered audio players.
So this device does not require any internet. It is built-in devotional tools in their own language.
One kind of connection is sure.
Spiritual communication, prayer, scripture fellowship, that does not require any signals and vibes.
And becoming a parent is a tremendous privilege, but it's also a role filled with incredible responsibility. You get to shape the entire worldview of another person, and the years 4 to 14 are especially critical. Not sure where to start? Peace for Kids' Greg Yoder highlights three essential truths that every Christian parent wants their kids to know. First,
you have to know Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. It's not about being good. You can't dress a certain way. You can't even say a certain thing. It's by grace alone, through faith alone, through Christ alone that we're saved.
Second, the Bible is a true and trustworthy source.
We know it's true because there have been, I can't even tell you how many prophecies, and so far all of them have come true, bar none.
The Bible provides direction, hope, and wisdom. And when parents model their faith around it, kids see a faith that's real. Finally,
living for Christ isn't a burden. Jesus said in John chapter 10 that I have come that you will have life to the full.
Faith isn't about rule following. It's about joy, purpose, and freedom in Christ. And that's what Peace for Kids devotionals aims to teach, that knowing Jesus brings life and joy. Request yours at missionnews.org.
These are the essentials of living a godly life. And Keys for Kids Ministries, we're here to give tools to parents.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join in praying with them from October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. And it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.